epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The incident started near Town Park and then ended up going directly through Town Park. One of our detectives noticed what was identified as a stolen vehicle parked at a gas station located at 2437 Harlem Road in Township Tooele, right about 7:30 at night. Patrol officers responded and attempted to stop the occupants of that vehicle while they were still parked at the gas station. They drove away from officers northbound on Harlem Road. It's very close, that gas station, from our town park. You can almost see it if you're standing in that gas station parking lot. When they got to the north end of where that town park is, the operator of the stolen vehicle drove into the entryway to the park and then immediately made a left turn going up onto the sidewalk and onto the grass of the park area. From there, officers determined that it was such a great danger to the community and to the public who were in the park that they did not continue to pursue. They turned off their emergency lights and sirens in an effort to get that vehicle to slow down. Officers followed along in the roadway observing to make sure that no one who was struck or needed assistance from the actions of this perpetrator were going to need our assistance. Eventually, they would drive at a very high rate of speed through the middle of the park. There were a few hundred people in the park last night enjoying things like softball games, football practice. The driver of the vehicle exited onto Greenleaf, which is a road at the south end of our park, where he collided with an uninvolved motor vehicle. The driver of that vehicle had to be taken to ECMC for the injuries sustained. As of last night, he was in stable condition.
There were hundreds of people in the park last night when this happened. How disastrous could it have been if the driver had just driven through the park?
And so the driver of this vehicle, he did not drive through the roadway in the park. He got up onto the sidewalk and then drove through the grass and through the ball diamonds. He drove where people, pedestrians, are expected to be. And we are just extraordinarily grateful that no children were out enjoying the evening, that no pedestrians were struck. It's bad enough that he did cause to strike another motor vehicle, sending someone to the hospital. But we really, really got lucky as a community that no one else was injured. After the vehicle collided, the three occupants did bail from the vehicle and did run off into the area. Our patrol officers set up a perimeter and were able to pretty readily take all three of them into custody, where they were arrested for several charges.
And what are some of those charges?
The charges for the driver include unlawfully fleeing a police officer in a motor vehicle, which is Class A misdemeanor, reckless endangerment in the first degree, which is a Class D felony, criminal mischief in the third degree, a Class E felony, assault on a non-participant during the course of another felony, which is a Class D felony. And then all of the occupants in the vehicle were charged with criminal possession of stolen property in the fourth degree, which is a Class E felony, for being in the stolen vehicle.
And as you mentioned, the driver of the vehicle that was struck by this individual fleeing police, looks like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, there were no injuries that were sustained by anyone who was inside of a stolen motor vehicle.
All right, and we talked about how dangerous this could have been, how disastrous this could have been, Captain. But any estimate how many people were in the park at that time?
I can say very comfortably that there would be a few hundred people inside of the park last night in the evening. It was beautiful weather, and we did have active football practice going on. We had active softball games going on, and just the regular flow of traffic that we have in the park. All three occupants of the stolen motor vehicle were juveniles. One was 16 years old. The other two were 14 years old. And all three of them were released to an adult at the conclusion of being charged per New York state law.
I don't know how much you can comment on this, but hearing that the suspects here are juveniles and they got released to the custody of their parents, how frustrating is it that state law says they've got to be released to their parents instead of being held in juvenile detention?
Yeah, as a police department, we're never really focused on the mechanics of how someone is held or released pre-trial. What is really important for us is just that parents out there understand that they have to get some supervision on youth. Some of the bigger drivers that we see in town of things like violence, a lot of these stolen vehicles, a lot of the problems that we have all stem back to juveniles between the ages of 12 to 17 who were unsupervised. And that's where a lot of these problems stem from.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.